Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 105 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you daily by Digitex, who wish you and yours all the best during these uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. In this hour, we'll get a preview on the Canucks and some of the challenges they're going through right now. Ben Kuzma from Post Media at 135. But before that, we are going to hook up momentarily with Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation. The Sports Corporation is one of the largest player hockey agencies in the entire business, and we'll have lots to discuss with Jerry, including the flat cap and the unique draft this year, because Jerry's got a couple pretty unique players. All right, you can text us on the River Cree, or text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, providing winning results for 35 years. We're available as well on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline. We'll tell you guests on the show receive gift certificates too. Japanese Village, now open for takeout orders. Full details, jvedmonton.ca. As we head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, we're joined by our headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. We welcome back to the show legendary Western Hockey League tough guy, and I don't know if he's seen as being a tough negotiator. I think he's seen as being a fair negotiator. Seems to have a lot of managers that like doing business with him, and he gets a lot of good deals. We welcome back to the show from the Sports Corporation, Jerry Johansson. Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. That's quite the introduction. That's, yeah. You lied a little bit there, but I appreciate it.
All right. Do you think you're seen as being a tough to deal with negotiator, or do you think maybe you get more if you have a more amicable relationship with the GM?
I think you have to have a good rapport. I mean, it's the same teams you're dealing with and generally the same people. And, you know, sometimes you do disagree on money, but our goal is try to get deals done. So I think the more positive relationship, which we do have with pretty much everybody, I'd say, I think it's better for the player, for sure.
This is a very different time, isn't it? We got a flat, despite the money coming in for the Seattle expansion and despite the NHL, the new deal with ESPN and TNT in the States, we have a flat cap for the next couple of years. Given the volume of clients you have, you're not what we'd call a boutique agent that's maybe got just four or five NHL guys. I mean, your firm's got a lot of NHL players, so you're dealing in the day-to-day minutiae on a daily basis. Have you already seen the impact? Did you already see it start last summer with some of the extensions that you did and contracts that you did, just in terms of the fact that we do have a flat cap for a few years?
Yeah, last summer was a tough summer for a lot of guys. It just, you know, we could sort of see it coming, but until it happens, you don't get the experience, right? So I think we're going to be more, I think everybody's more prepared this summer. But yeah, there's going to be, you know, I think the good players will generally get paid, but I think the dollars are going to be a little down for sure. Term will be down. You know, I think teams just are going to be more careful because they have to.
Right. I mean, just to give a list so the listeners are aware, you represent Carey Price, Ryan Getzlaff, you have Brent Seabrook, Braden Point, Josh Morrissey, Milan Lucic, Colton Pareko, Elvis Merzlichkins, Brendan Gallagher, Brett Connolly. You got a lot of guys. So there's some big contracts there. The Gallagher one, as an example, it kind of went a little bit dead for a couple days, didn't it? Then you and Mark Bergevin kind of recalibrated and got it done.
Yeah, that was a strange one. I think I really like dealing with Mark. Like, Montreal is great to deal with, but it was a stressful time for everybody, and that was right at the beginning of sort of the, you know, just before free agency. So it got a little off track, but we got it back on track right away, which, you know, a lot of times deals do get off track a bit, but our job is to get it back on, and it all got settled, and it was, you know, probably more of a misunderstanding more than anything. But the important thing was, you know, Galley's all signed up and a Montreal Canadian for a long time to come.
You have Braden Point. He's got a year left in his deal, and I'm thinking of the Oilers' situation with Darnell Nurse, who took a bridge as well. He's a year away. Does that conversation occur between, you know, the Lightning organization, yourself, in advance? Like, hey, Braden's a real important player for us. He's, you know, one of our three best players. We're going to need to know where we're coming. Has that sort of process, would that already start, or when does that start traditionally, Jerry?
Well, it could start as early as late summer, you know, or just before the season starts. And it'll probably be ongoing during the year, you know. And there's, as you know, there's a number of players that are similar to Braden's, you know, position, like Chuck and, you know, Rannan and a number of guys. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think after we get through one more summer of the flat cap, I think, you know, there'll be more clarity in terms of where those bigger names, how it settles out with them. So I expect we'll be talking to them, you know, late summer at the earliest, and probably all throughout the early part of the season.
How do you handle a scenario like Ryan Getzlaff? He spent his entire career at the Anaheim Ducks. He's their captain. They are in a rebuild. Have you had a conversation about whether or not he would be open to potentially chasing the Stanley Cup? I mean, his whole family, I believe his wife's from there. His family's grown up there. How do these conversations sort of go and take place, Jerry?
Yeah, that's a really interesting one. Hey, Bob, like, I've been working with Ryan since he was just a young guy. So it's really interesting for a player to stay with one organization their whole career, you know, and I think that's still probably a priority for Ryan, you know, but you know how things go. You know, he's going to take the offseason to think about it and obviously find out what Anaheim's doing. But he's a lifelong Duck. So it's, you know, he's such part of that franchise. You know, I think the odds are, I can never say for sure, but the odds are he'd probably stay there if he decides to play another year. But you never know. You know, it just depends how things go. And but it's been a, you know, pretty solid relationship between the Ducks and Ryan for a long, long time.
Yeah. Switching focus, Brett Connolly. Edmonton has, I think we can say Edmonton, you can confirm it. They were one of the teams that expressed interest in Brett in the summer of 2019. He goes to Florida. Florida has a change in GM, a little bit change of philosophy. He got scratched a couple times. Would you get involved in potentially assisting Bill Zito, who himself is a former NHL agent, in helping place Connolly, getting him a new start somewhere else? Sort of, how much involvement does a agent have in those scenarios?
Well, it depends. But the answer to your question is, yeah, we do get involved in that. In this case, you know, we didn't speak to Chicago. Bill pulled that deal off. But we both, you know, we all sort of knew that it wasn't working. And they had a good problem. They had some other guys that really stepped up. And just, you know, Brett was sort of a little bit on the outside looking in there for a while. But, yeah, in those cases, and that goes back to your first question about having a good rapport with teams, because, you know, a lot of times you're working together trying to find a solution. And when you do that, then you're, you know, that's the best for the player. So I think Brett found a good home in Chicago, at least right now. And, but Bill was great in dealing with. But he pulled that off. He didn't need our help in this particular situation.
But has that happened before where you've assisted?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, still a lot of time. I'm under with the green light from the GM. Like, we'll get teams, sometimes they'll tell us, hey, you know, we're trying to get something going. If you have any ideas, let us know. And to your earlier point as well, because we have so many players, you know, we're talking to all the teams sort of all the time. So we sort of have a handle on what teams might be interested or where they might be a fit. And we're, you know, so we're pitching our players all the time to guys, you know, and that, I think with the cooperation from the team, it can be a good, it can be a good strategy to have us all working together.
We are joined right now by Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation. Bob Stauffer with you in Oilers Now. Jerry, I had a manager say to me, Bob, the summer to strike in terms of making a move for a goaltender is this year with the expansion draft because of the rules. You're looking at Edmonton, and they're fourth in the NHL right now in save percentage. Nobody saw that coming, but that's the reality of where Edmonton's at. But they've got a 39-year-old goaltender on an expiring contract and a 32-year-old guy who's making starter money. But it's basically a backup at this stage. You've got two guys that are pretty interesting goaltenders. Elvis Merzlikins, who does not have to be protected by the Columbus Blue Jackets, I believe, as well as Chris Driedger in Florida, where they have Bobrovsky and an emerging guy that helped the U.S. World Junior team end up getting a gold medal in the World Juniors. Like, they've got their goalie of their future and their goalie of right now. So, you know, Jerry, there's two guys between Chris Driedger and Elvis Merzlikins who I would think there'd be a lot of interest in the market this summer. You think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I do, actually. We have Peter Mrazek, too, who's a UFA at the end of the year. You know, so, yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be, we're going to be right in the goalie market. There's no question about that. And, you know, obviously, you know, Elvis has another year left with Columbus. And, you know, Carolina, you know, could very well want to have Peter back. But yeah, for sure, we're going to have, we'll be fielding some calls, I'm sure, on the goalie market. So it should be kind of fun.
Elvis has outplayed Corpusalo to date, but Corpusalo's in at a significantly lower cap hit, and Columbus has got some other decent goaltending prospects. Have you looked at potential organizations for where some of these guys might be able to go to?
Yeah, we're always kind of looking, but you know, the goal would be to try to keep Elvis in Columbus. You know, if they want him back, that would be the first step. But yeah, we're, you know, we always, just in case, we're always looking for all our guys for all kinds of spots. So yeah, with Elvis, it's you know, he potentially could be, you know, it could be a big guy on the market at some point. But right now, you know, I think it'll be try to keep him in Columbus if that's possible. But it's a little early to have that conversation with them as well.
Jerry, with the Sports Corporation, with a guy like Driedger, who's a late bloomer, is it more who Driedger's worked with, or do you assign, like, do you have specific goalie coaches or, you know, like Lyle Mass is from that OR sports school. Do you have, you know, do you sort of have a goalie, you know, a goalie side, and then, you know, a defense, you know, maybe defense work with a former NHL? How much of that is done individually by the player, and is there a little bit of guidance provided by the agency as well?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. And actually, we do have people that we work with if players don't have somebody that they really like or they're not connected with. So we do have quite a network. But generally, the goal is that players will find, over time, will find something that works. And in Chris's case, he obviously found something that works. So once it works, we don't mess around with it. But making introductions and getting guys started, especially our young guys, until they find somebody that fits and they're in a groove, we do help with that a lot, actually. But a guy like Chris has been around a little bit and is in a great spot. You know, what he's been, like we tell him, it's working so good, don't be changing it right now, because whatever you're doing is working. So in his case, he's all set. But you're right, we get involved in that quite a bit.
If you were to advise agents on pending UFAs, you know, you always want to get the best possible deal for the player. That's the given. How much of it is about money and how much of it's about fit?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, it depends on the player, but for sure fit is probably the most important thing, because guys want to play. You know, they want to be somewhere where they can contribute and they have an important role. And usually the money follows that. Generally, the best fit is where the best money is or close to the best money. But yeah, I mean, I have to say, if I had to pick one, the fit is general. Money being close, the fit is what you're looking for, and then the money sort of follows that.
Is there any concern, Jerry, about Canada has lapsed? I mean, Canada doesn't develop its own vaccine. So Canada, and I know, and this is not, I don't want to, it's not a political situation. It's just the reality is Canada's behind the U.S. The U.S. has got about The last time I checked, about 72% has got a single shot. And Canada's at about, I think, 36%. Might be a little lower than that right now. Is how COVID being handled in the two countries, is that an issue or a concern, do you think, potentially for some free agents?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, there's certainly some anxiety out there with this whole pandemic. There's no question. I think everybody's feeling it in every business. But I think the same in hockey. You know, I think the fact that the league was able to pull off a pretty successful season, you know, in the heat of the pandemic gives everybody a little bit of hope that things in the fall are going to be a lot better. You know, and I'd like to think by the fall, as much as we're in tough shape right now in Canada, certainly in parts of it, that things are going to improve fairly quickly. But I'm an optimist. But yeah, there's a little bit of that. I just think once we get back to normal travel and normal schedules and we, you know, we can go about our business normally, I think that's going to be a big help. And I'm expecting that that's going to have changed by the fall, but who knows. But yeah, it's going to be a consideration, I think, certainly, you know, in the summer during free agency.
Yeah. By the way, ourworldindata.org, Canada, as of yesterday, at 36.63 doses administered per 100 people. The United States, 73.43 doses administered per 100 people. So there's your update for you. So the U.S. basically, Canada at about 50%, which isn't surprising because Canada does make its own vaccine. All right. Now, here's a little bit different perspective. You've got a couple goaltenders. We talked about Dreger. We talked about Merzlichkins. You mentioned Mrazek. You've got a couple goaltenders coming up. Teams have been very... we haven't seen a lot of goaltenders selected in the first round of the NHL draft. We're starting to see some European goalies in the mix. There hasn't been a goaltender out of Canadian Major Junior Hockey since Malcolm Subban, which I think was in the 2012 draft, and he went late in the first round. You have Sebastian Coase of the Edmonton Oil Kings. I believe TSN had him. Bob McKenzie had him at 15. And you got Jesper Wallstedt out of Sweden, who I believe was ranked 10th or 11th. You got. It's pretty rare when you would have two goaltenders that high. Do you think you're going to see some teams step up? I mean, how much communication's already occurred in terms of, you know, Zoom calls and that sort of thing that have your clients gone through to this stage?
Well, yeah, both players have had a ton of meetings, and both are just unbelievable goalies. I mean, Jesper has been playing consistently, you know, through this whole pandemic, but Sebastian has just been unbelievable. Like, he was a little off the radar screen because he just hadn't played, but since he's hit the ice, he's been amazing and just a great player and a great young guy. So I think his stock is rising, and I think it's going to continue to. So, I mean, the trick with the draft is teams don't know where they're picking, and frankly, teams don't even know, you know, who's available until they get their pick, except if you're one overall. So there's always that uncertainty, even right on draft day. But I think that both guys are going to be really highly thought of. I expect them to do really well.
Wallstedt's what, 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, he's got to be 6'4", and Sebastian is bigger than him. He's got to be, I think he's 6'5", or 6'6". Both guys are beasts.
Yeah. I've seen Coase play 7 games this year. He's unbelievably athletic for a goaltender of that size. And the other thing I like about him is he's got a little bit of attitude. Like, the Oil Kings don't have a tough team. And there's a couple teams. Lethbridge is an undisciplined team. Red Deer plays a physical game. And when they try to get in his paint, he's giving it to them back. And I kind of like the fact that he's kind of protecting his turf out on the ice. So there's something there. You've also got Stankoven, right, from the Kamloops Blazers?
Yes, so, Logan down in Dallas. Fabian Lysell, another Swedish player down in Dallas, both doing great. But Logan, yeah, he's another kid, just a super talent and a great attitude. He'll be a great pick for somebody.
All right. Do you feel a bit bad for the kids that they're going to have a little bit atypical of a draft experience, just like Seth Jarvis, one of your clients, did that last year? Like, it's, you're not going to an actual draft. It's done over Zoom. Or do you think these kids are maybe are they a little bit more flexible than maybe some of us that are a little bit on in our years in terms of sort of where it's at?
That's me and you, my friend. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they, you know, to some degree, they don't know what they're missing in a way because they've never been to it. And I mean, they're just so happy when they get drafted. I think they're just as happy. But I think you and I both know the experience that these families have at the draft. I mean, it can be stressful, but it's pretty cool. It's a once in a lifetime thing. So I feel probably worse for them than they do, because they're just excited when they get picked and they get to, you know, their new team and they get to move on. But I do sort of selfishly wish, you know, it's a great time we spend with the families. We spend a lot of time with them. They have in-person meetings and the combine and all those things that have been, you know, we've taken for granted up to this point that we were going to really miss.
Jerry, we appreciate the time. We will touch base before the draft. Thank you again for joining us here in Oilers Now.
Thank you, Bob.
That is Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation, who, by the way, has Carson Soucy, who is a unrestricted, check that, he needs to be protected by the Minnesota Wild. That is going to be an interesting guy, because hypothetically, if Klefbom couldn't play next year, to me, that might be the type of guy that could come in for a couple of years and do a pretty good job. He's a pretty solid defenseman. He's not shy physically. And I think the Oilers want to develop a little bit bigger defense here. So we'll continue to monitor that. It is 1:24 in Edmonton. Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation just joining us now. We'll hear from Ben Kuzma out of Post Media in Vancouver. We'll again tell you that Jerry was our Oilers Now headliner for Will.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Talk beef jerky. And when we come back, we'll get to the North Division report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chat.
Leon Draisaitl tonight with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujärvi. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins in between Dominic Cahoon and Kari Yamamoto. Ryan McLeod, who Dave Tippett has just said will see some PK time. Tonight we'll play with Tyler Innes as well as Josh Archibald. The Oilers will have to activate Innes. I would assume it'll be emergency recall, because Dave Tippett has confirmed that both Devin Shore and Gaetan Haas are a little bit banged up. So that would enable the Oilers to have Innes on emergency recall. And then Jujhar Khaira will return. He'll be between James Neal and Alex Chiasson. All right, as promised, we are going to get to our North Division report. It's brought to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. And here's Brendan Escott.
Well, Edmonton can clinch a playoff spot with a win tonight against the cellar-dwelling Canucks. Toronto 9 up on the Oilers, but have played 2 more games. Winnipeg 5 back of Edmonton. They are mired in a 6-game losing skid right now. Calgary has fallen 8 points in back of Montreal for the final North Division playoff spot. Both of them have played 50 games.
Brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Finding your dream home, listing your old home, it all starts at soldtodayedmonton.ca. Find it, love it, move in.
And there's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. And Brent Ridge Ford is a 10-time President's Award winner for customer satisfaction. They are open 6 days a week to serve you. They follow all COVID protocols to protect both customers and their staff. Uncle Milt was telling me they're low on used vehicle inventory, which makes now a perfect time for you to sell. Let the gang at Brent Ridge Ford lend a hand by calling 1-877-477-3673 or visit brentridge.com. Oilers and the Canucks, Mikko Koskinen to start for Edmonton, same D. And when we come back, so Caleb Jones will remain with Ethan Bear. They'll have Kulikov and Larson Darnell Nurse, first in the league in 14 even strength goals by defense, third in the league in defense even strength points with 26, fourth in time on ice at 25-45, paired with Tyson Barrie. That'll be the Oilers' top pairing tonight. Ben Kuzma coming up from Post Media from Vancouver after a Global News weather traffic update. Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.